At least 29 people have been confirmed dead since the floods have started in the last 2 days. And the local authorities, especially the National Disaster Management of Somalia, says 850,000 people have been affected. These are floods in 9 regions in Somalia, including the capital city, Mogadishu. Just for example, the main airport in Mogadishu has been severely affected by the floods. And not only that, local people, the populations in Somalia, who have been grappling with a long, prolonged decades of humanitarian crisis, are now starting also to struggle with the flooding. IOM, the Organization for International Migration, says it is believed that more than 113,000 people have fled their homes. One of the worst crises has been described to have happened in several towns in Somalia. I can give you an example. The town of Luq, which is located in the Gedo region, more than 2,000 people are now affected because they are completely cut off and they need an immediate emergency assistance. And similarly, in the town of Baidoa, across other country regions of the country, this is something that the local populations are saying they haven't been witnessed for the past decade. 10 years, this is the worst flooding in Somalia.
So in a way, therefore, as you said, can we say that the floods are a good thing for Somalia? After all, as you said, Somalia has been experiencing drought for many, many years.
Somalia have been experiencing drought for many years, that's right. But this time, I think it's not the right time for the flooding. First of all, the local populations are vulnerable. These people have been struggling to look for food, something to survive. For example, the UN says more than 6 million Somalis are in need of emergency food aid because of the drought. And think about those who have been unable to meet their ends are now struggling to get the survival because their homes have been submerged and they cannot return back home and they cannot look for food. So this is completely another disaster after disaster.
Abdallah, let's talk about the security also of Somalia. The UN Security Council Thursday suspended the withdrawal of the African Union troops. What happened?
So Somalia has been recently advocating for what we call technical bows for the withdrawal of the strong African Union transition mission in the country, because this is due to the ongoing security operation between the government forces, allied militia against Al-Shabaab. The Somali government says they cannot control the country. They are unable to secure the country, and they still need the support of the UN and the African Union. That is why the UN Security Council was forced to accept the recent suggestion by Somalia, as well as the regional bodies, including the African Union and troop contributing countries, who are part of the African Union mission in Somalia. Kenya, Ethiopia, Burundi, Djibouti, Uganda, all of these have sent their request to the UN Security Council to suspend the scheduled pullout, which was expected to complete by December next year.
Abdallah, thank you so much. A pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you, James.